On this day, June 28, 1778, a red-haired, freckled-faced young Irish woman, after seeing her husband fall in the Battle of Monmouth during the Revolutionary War, takes his place for the rest of the battle. We're going to tell you her story. You're going to want to hear this. Let's get started. The Revolutionary War was raging. It's 1778. There's about 15,000 British soldiers in Philadelphia. Well, they got wind that the French fleet, was making its way across the Atlantic. So the British government ordered General Clinton to concentrate his forces in New York. So get out of Philadelphia and go to New York and reinforce them. So they left the city in a hurry and crossed the Delaware River and started to head eastward across New Jersey to New York. Well, George Washington was in hot pursuit with an equal-sized army and attacked the rear guard of the British at Monmouth. Now, the American general, Charles Lee, who was at the head of the advance, was ordered to attack. But not long after the battle began, Washington was shocked to hear that the Americans were falling back. The soldiers were demoralized as they turned back from the battle until George Washington rode up, rebuked Lee severely, and sent him to the rear. And Washington's character saved the day. The soldiers were rallied and sent back to the battle by the courageous general. Now, the Americans might have wiped out the British that day if it hadn't been for the dishonorable Charles Lee. It was basically a tie at the end. Well, there's more to the story, however. The dishonorable acts of Charles Lee, who merely thirsted for power, are contrasted by the acts of another on that day. And here's the story. It was on this day, June 28th, 1778. It was a very hot day, about 96 degrees in the shade. That's something else. Men on both sides perished from bullets, but they also perished from exhaustion due to the intense heat. Now, America's tenacity and fighting spirit was illustrated by one particular person on that day, and it was a woman. She's come to be known as Moll or Molly Pitcher. Now, her husband manned a cannon during the battle and was shot at his post. And Molly, described as a red-haired, freckled-faced young Irish woman, was bringing him water from a spring when she actually witnessed him fall in the battle. Well, the commander then ordered the cannon to be removed from the field. Upon hearing that order, Molly immediately dropped the pail of water, ran to the cannon, grabbed the rammer, and with amazing skill and courage took over for her fallen husband. The soldiers were amazed at the courage of this young woman, and they cheered her on as she served in the place of her husband for the rest of the battle. And the soldiers nicknamed the brave young woman Major Molly. And she was presented to George Washington the next day, and he honored her with many honors. Molly Pitcher, a woman whose bravery stands in contrast to an American general who doesn't deserve to have his name mentioned in the same sentence as Molly Pitcher.